KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. You know, it's always my dream to have guys that love basketball. So two of us do, Dennis Popper. Pastor Danny with Victory Outreach Church is in studio, and Dennis Popper, co-chair of New Mexico Men of Honor. Did you shoot some hoops in your day?
I did.
Oh, we'll see.
Well, yeah, in the backyard, we'd have neighborhood tournaments. It was awesome.
And that's the best, isn't it, Pastor?
Yeah, it is. I'm sad that we didn't see you on the court at some time, because lovers of basketball really like that.
You know? I love that. Yeah. I love that. Well, let me let our listeners know about these two gentlemen. Dennis Popper is the co-chair of New Mexico Men of Honor. They have an event coming up that we're going to talk about for October 29th. It's going to be held at Victory Outreach. Pastor Danny Sanchez is making his facility available, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk more about those details. Pastor Danny is the senior pastor of Victory Outreach Church. Did you say 37 years?
31 years now.
31
yes.
years.
Wow. Yeah, our church is going to be 37 years old this coming year.
And you're like 50.
Yeah. You know what? Have you eaten lunch yet? Let me get you some free lunch here.
You know, the bad part is I'm always the oldest guy in the room now. I don't know if I like that very much. Oh, gosh. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun today. We're going to start with New Mexico Men of Honor, and I want to know, Dennis, about the event coming up on the 29th. And in that context, I want you to tell us, what is a man of honor?
Man of honor, man who is focused on Christ and is also bringing other men to know Christ. So it's a man with a mission that the Spirit of God lives within that man. So a man of honor, he honors his Lord, he honors his family, and he honors his community.
Yeah.
So that's a big part. And we're locking arms with Promise Keepers, who funnels people together in an event, and then we try to push those men into churches from that event. And so we've got the same markup. That's how we have our events, is that we want guys to come in, listen to a great speaker, great worship, have some food, fellowship. And then we want to encourage those guys to get into those churches and disciple men or be discipled.
So October 29th, again, Victory Outreach is located at 435 Jefferson Southeast in Albuquerque. Cross street there, Pastor?
Zuni and Jefferson.
Zuni and Jefferson. Yes. Good stuff. And down by the university.
That's right.
Pretty close by, yes.
Yeah. Are you preaching to all those students down there, Pastor?
Oh, yeah, we're hitting that student body pretty heavy duty. We have a great organization within our church, a movement. It's called The Movement. And it's all young adults. And
I think we need to get you with Richard Pitino.
Yeah.
We need to get you with Danny Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've got, you know, people don't even know this. We've got like one of the top women's cross country programs in the country, like national champions.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Wow. We've got to get all these young people over there to Victory and let you talk to them about the Lord.
They're the future. We call them the third wave.
There you go. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
There you go.
That's fantastic. So this event is free. The quarterly New Mexico Men of Honor event is free. It's going to be start at 6:30, but food trucks will be available about 5:30. Now you have to pay for your food and that kind of thing, but the event is free, right?
Well, actually, this time we're going to the first 150 guys that come, we'll feed them.
Wow.
And so we've got the Aaron Hudley, who is the owner of a restaurant, Three C's down in Corrales. He's going to provide the food. We're going to pay to have him come and bless us. So we're excited about that. So
the first 150 men get to eat for free. Yeah. Pastor Richard Mansfield will be speaking.
Yes.
And that's kind of exciting. So I'm going to go right to Pastor Danny. Why are you inviting a bunch of men from churches all over to Albuquerque to meet in your church and then letting Pastor Manfield's preach?
Well, first of all, I think there's power in unity. You know, there really is. And we know that wherever there's unity, that's where God's blessing's at. Mm-hmm. And I know that God wants to bring a revival to Albuquerque, and it starts with the men. It starts with men getting that place where we can hear God's word. And I think Pastor Richard's going to have a dynamic word for the men that night. And I think it's going to target the hearts of men to not just get close to Christ, but get close to each other. That we need each other. We need each other across the board. With so many different churches, so many different people, and where everybody's busy doing what they're doing. But that one night to get together, everybody together, and collaborate together in Christ, and to worship together. There's something about a group of men, even coming from different backgrounds, worshiping together that just creates an atmosphere. I really believe that God has called us to rule our atmosphere, and that is worship. If we worship, the atmosphere is ruled by God. Hmm. And so I believe in that night for that house to be packed out with men from all over the place, and we're gonna be blessed. I know that they're gonna be blessed. There's not gonna be one man that doesn't leave there that night that's gonna say, "I'm so glad that I was here."
And Pastor, you really believe those men are gonna go back to their own churches and strengthen their own bodies?
Yeah, you know, there's an old song that it only takes a spark to get a fire going. Mm. And just that one spark, you know, if a man can get a spark, he can get just a little bit of his flame. I think it was, William Booth, I think he said that some Salvation Army that a fire has a tendency to go out, and you've got to fuel that fire. You've got to stir those ashes. You've got to move it around. And I think that's what we're going to do that night. Guys will go back to their churches and say, "Listen, I need to do more for God. I need to be closer to God, and I need to pull other men with me."
Amen.
In today's culture, it's like we have to include everybody. Hmm. So I'm going to frame this question. This is a men's event. I want you to tell me, both of you, why should women be encouraged about what you're doing with their men?
Mm, great question.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of these guys come to these events by their wives nudging them to go. As a matter of fact, we are going to have a woman bless us with a prayer that night. Mm-hmm. We asked Valerie Jamison to come and just pray a blessing prayer over us, and we're honoring them, Stand True for Blue, on this parade. We're going to have New Mexico Men of Honor, one guy at each station to pray this coming Saturday. We'll talk about that. But one of the things that I'm just so thankful is that women listen to, hey, these guys are getting together. And what is the purpose? The purpose is for us to draw closer to Christ, and that we could be better fathers, better husbands, better men at work, better men in general, and who wouldn't want that? So these women are excited about guys coming to learn that. And like Pastor Danny said, you know, we get together and there's a spark. It grows in our hearts because the Spirit of God just encourages us all together, and then we can go out and conquer the world together.
Yes.
Amen.
Jim, I think to answer your question, I think that I know my wife, she loves to see me pray. And in my private prayer, I know she's made comment about, you know, my husband's a man of prayer. I see him pray. I know who he is at home. He's the same person that he is at church and the public. But there's something about, like when you get together with other men and pray. And I think that our wives love to see us be vulnerable and let our hair down and let us worship, not like we normally would worship, but just let it out. And I think some men are afraid to worship. I think they're afraid to worship. And we have to realize and recognize that our worship makes a statement to the devil. It says, you know what? He's in charge here, not you, not anybody else but him. And so all of us getting together that night on any given night, I think that the power that is manifested in that room with men from different lifestyles. I'm talking about guys that are construction guys, pastors, guys from, you know, guys that don't are not too involved in church, guys that are in full-time ministry. It's just a mix. Mm. And then that mix really, really, it collaborates, yeah, you know, in the spirit. So why is it good for men to get together? Because it sparks the fire to walk in the spirit. Amen. And I think this is what I think. I think that if we walk in the spirit, then we walk honest.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's great.
Yeah. So women are going to be encouraged.
Of
they
course.
They're going to be lifted, yes, up. This is not just to honor God, but when a man is honoring God, he's taking care of his wife.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's right.
And I've told you about this right on the show, Dennis, many times. I mean, I was a failure as a husband. Mm. I think I was a pretty good dad, not a perfect dad. None of us are perfect at anything. But I hope someday I get another chance to be a husband.
Mm.
And I tell people about my own experience because, and Pastor Danny, I'll ask you this. Don't your own experiences, don't you hope to save people heartache because of stuff you've been through?
Sure.
Do you get frustrated when you share your heart and you're vulnerable and your own experience, and then people go do the same thing you did?
Yeah.
It's kind of like they go around the mountain like the Israelites. Just, you know, God told them, do this. They said, we want to do this. And, you know, I've been married this past July 8th was 44 years.
All right.
Congratulations. And, Jim, you knew me when I was younger.
Yes.
When you knew me, I wasn't saved. You were such a witness to me. Just being a ball player and being the dynamic ball player that you were, I was just like, man, I was intrigued. I love basketball, but I remember he was a man of faith, and we played on a team together, and you kind of went off. We did our thing, and you kind of went home. We were doing our thing, but those first 10 years of our marriage, my wife was saved, serving the Lord, serving in ministry, and I was pretty. I mean, most people know my testimony. I was a drug addict. I was a alcoholic. I was a dishonest man. I was not faithful in my marriage. I was such a bad husband. I'd like to believe also that I was a good father because my kids really, you know, my wife protected that. But I wasn't, you know, I wasn't the kind of husband that I should be. It's a miracle that after 10 years, my wife was just about to sign divorce papers. We're about to get divorced and I got saved. Mm-hmm. And she had been praying for me. And like year one, year two, year four, year seven, year eight, I got worse. I never got better. I never like started going to church and then left church. I just never got close to God at all. I got worse and worse. In that 10th year, I was at the worst place in my life. I was a firefighter for the city of Albuquerque. I was, you know, dabbling in all kinds of drugs and all kinds of things. And I got saved and radically saved. Damascus Road type of just one time and that was it. No messing around. And she stood with me and I thank God because we just celebrated 44 years. Mm. But, you know, I've shared those stories with many people, with many men. And you're right, Jim. A lot of times you share your heart and guys say, okay, good. And then they go back and they do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I just want to encourage men that when you have somebody in your life that can share their heart with you and bleed with you and share their pain with you and share their victories with you, you would do yourself well to listen and to even follow that way mm-hmm. as good as you can follow it because everybody has their own journey.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Amen to that.
That was awesome.
You mentioned you were a firefighter.
Yeah.
And that just reminds me that we need to tell everybody about the Route 66 Prayer Parade.
Yes.
Nehemiah Ride 2021. And New Mexico Men of Honor, New Mexico Praise is all part of that event. So let me give some details about that. The reason I think this is very important is because it's this Saturday, mm-hmm. October 16th, 9 o'clock to 10:30. So you're committing to drive for about an hour and a half, and you're going to drive, you're going to start. I want to make sure I get these details correct. You're going to start at Believer Center, which is at 320 Waterfall Drive Southeast. That's up near like Tramway.
Yes, Tramway and Central area.
Tramway mm-hmm. and Central. So you're going to start there. Everybody, if you can get there and line up in your cars. Now, Pastor, we were joking earlier.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to make mention of this, Jim. I think it's really important that, you know, we're going to be doing a lot of prayer for an hour and a half of prayer. I know myself.
While you're driving.
Yeah, while people are driving, they're going to be praying. Now, I'm going to be at a substation.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to be in a car because I'm going to be at a substation going live on Facebook, and this is all going to be live on Facebook. And so, but what we were asking for people to do, now listen clearly, please. I know you might be, you just focus on this. If you don't listen to anything else we're saying, say this. But while you're driving, while you pray, please don't bow your heads and close your eyes.
Amen.
APD is going to be out, but I don't know if they're going to have that many people out.
Okay, Pastor, I know the people that go to Victory. They're driving, and I know when they're listening to worship music.
Because
you pull up next to them at a stop sign, and they got their hands raised.
Yes.
So
one hand on the wheel and one hand up to the Lord.
But you really do encourage us, not just when you're driving in the car for the Route 66 prayer parade, but you can pray all the time.
You know, the Bible says pray without ceasing. Paul said to pray without ceasing. What does that mean? Does that mean that you pray the way you normally pray? You know, sometimes prayer is so misconstrued to a certain way, a certain dialogue. But, you know, I tell people when we say, well, I don't know how to pray. I say, well, how do you talk to your friend? Sometimes you say, good morning, hello, it's me. You know, I want to just encourage people to spend time with the Lord and not to be put God in a box. Yeah. Don't put prayer in a box, but jump out of that box and just really have a talk with God. And you know, praying is not always talking. Praying is not always requesting. Even though the Bible says, make your request known unto the Lord, but prayer sometimes is just opening up them two ears that we have. You know, God gave us two ears and one mouth so we can listen twice as much as we speak. Amen. So possibly God wants just us to be in his presence. And sometimes prayer is just being in his presence and listening to what he might have to say to us.
You know, I had a time where I was down and all the wheels were coming. This is about 7 years ago. All the wheels were coming off in my life. My business was going away. My wife was not doing well. And just seemed like everything in my life. Well, I was going down the road. I'll never forget this. And I just felt the presence of the Lord to tell me, I want you to worship me right now. My stomach was in my throat. I was feeling really low, depressed, and I could barely get the words out, but I started just singing a song. And as I started singing the song, the Lord started healing me and bringing me back and saying, listen, quit looking so much at yourself. Look at me. Mm. And when I worship, I look at him. And so, man, that just cured me of that moment. And from that point, it was a turning point right then and there, is that as I was worshiping God, then I started understanding and realizing what I was doing. I was doing this pity party for myself. Mm. And if I focus on him, then things start making sense.
You know, I think that one of the greatest sins of us, of our nation, the sins of people of God, even the people of God, is prayerlessness. Mm. And I think sometimes people are so afraid to pray because of the guilt and the shame. They forget about that precious blood and that amazing grace that God has bestowed upon us. He's given it to us. Mm. People ask me all the time, how you doing? I said, I'm doing better than I deserve.
Yeah.
And I get that from a really good friend of mine, Ronnie, that always says that. And so I said, I'm gonna use that because I really am doing better than I deserve. Mm. I don't deserve to be anything God's given me. I don't deserve it. But I think men are so afraid and so guilty. They're afraid to get into God's presence. And literally there's some men that they might worship at church, but don't worship at home because maybe they don't feel they can. Mm. But really, what is worship? Is worship a perfect pitch when you're singing? Is it worship? All the words that worship comes from the heart. The Bible says those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And I think if men will start, will take the worship from Men of Honor, where we're going to be at that night, and take it home. Mm. And worship at home, I think it'll do more than just a good service to mama and to the kids, but it'll create an atmosphere and it'll rule the atmosphere. Because right now, if you're not worshiping in your home, gentlemen, what's happening is the devil will come and sit down on your couch. Mm-hmm. Then he gets your remote control. Then he gets the keys to your refrigerator and he just hangs out. Mm. And when you start worshiping, you give a declaration. You begin to declare, you know, you're not in charge here anymore. Out. Wow. He's in charge and he's given me stewardship over it. So yeah, I think men need to learn how to worship and learn prayer and worship are the greatest weapons that we have against the enemy and against ours.
That really works. What you just said is so true. And I have witnessed it myself, is that when you worship the Lord at home, when you pray at home, when you bring the Lord in to your house, things start to change. You know what? Last time was a month ago. We had Justin and Andrew over here, and Andrew opened up about pornography. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, there were some weird things happening in my house. And there was, you know, nightmares, and his kids were having a hard time. But when he changed and trusted the Lord and the Lord gave him victory over pornography, everything changed in his house.
Yeah.
Those things, weird things, went away.
Let me tell you what I think about our listeners right now. Yeah. They're listening to you two gentlemen be vulnerable, open up. You're talking about singing and worshiping in front of other people, your kids, your wife, other men. You're talking about confessing addictions to pornography. You're talking about things that wives are sitting back right now listening going, boy, my husband. He would never talk to anybody about that. Mm. And there's men listening that are going, wow, these guys are unusual. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to frame a question for Pastor Danny about the way I want to phrase it is this. So you can think about it during the break because it's not on our list. Do people not pray because God is very small in their minds? Mm. and they don't, maybe they just go through the motions hoping he's listening. And I know you have a different perspective on that. When we come back, Dennis Popper and Pastor Danny Sanchez will continue with us up to the top of the hour. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
The largest investment for a family is their home. For decades, Carlos Griego and the team at Bosque Home Services has been taking care of houses. Now, here is Carlos talking with Jim Williams about some of the most common issues homeowners need to know about.
Carlos, tell us some of the common misconceptions between what maintenance is required on a refrigerated air system versus maybe a swamp cooling system.
A really common misconception with refrigerated air is that you only need to have it maintained every 3 to 4 years. Refrigerated air should be maintained every year. There's a lot of different things that can go wrong with that that could be prevented, because 90% of our repairs are lack of maintenance. It's deferred maintenance. It's dirty coils.
Bosque Home Services, online at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200. That's HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200.
As you listen to The Light on KLYT, remember it's the support given by businesses like Dom Garcia Realty that make this programming possible. We'd like to thank Dom Garcia Realty for supporting Reaching New Mexico with world-class Bible teaching. Dom Garcia Realty supports KLYT and hopes you will too. Thanks, Dom Garcia Realty, a full-service brokerage assisting buyers and sellers, commercial and residential property management. Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644.
Please save the date for the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home annual holiday affair, benefit dinner, and auction Saturday, November 15th at the Embassy Suites Hotel, 5 p.m. Our annual holiday affair, benefit dinner, and auction is a fun way for us to share the successes of our children and thank you for your prayers and financial support. To buy tickets, donate auction items, or make a donation, call 898-5520. More information is available at acch4kids.org.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. I've had a couple of incredible jobs in my life. At one time, I was paid to broadcast college basketball games. Mm. And now I have a job that I get to sit down and meet and talk to really interesting people like Dennis Popper, co-chair of New Mexico Men of Honor, and senior pastor of Victory Outreach Church, Danny Sanchez. And Danny, I want to go right to you. I do need to remind everybody that the Route 66 Prayer Parade is, and Nehemiah Wright is this Saturday, October 16th. It's going to start at the Believer Center Church. That's up near Central and Tramway, 320 Waterfall. Try to get there about 8:30. You're going to commit to driving for an hour and a half. Here's what I left off earlier. We're going to be praying for first responders, the Albuquerque Police Department, public and private schools, the leadership and the teachers, and the fire department and medical personnel. Mm. That's what you're going to be praying about. And and I do need to also mention that the event is sponsored, and Elise over at Family Life Radio. Family Life's doing a great job of getting this all organized. New Mexico Praise, one of the sponsors, and Stand for True Blue. You mentioned them earlier. So let's get back now to the question, Pastor Danny. People, you mentioned one of the biggest sins is that we don't pray. But I wonder if that's because our God is not big enough and maybe we are praying just to cover all the bases.
You know, it's, I think that maybe there's a possibility that people don't, when they pray, they feel like there's a maybe, there's a hope, but not sure. And that's not faith. Because faith is the evidence of things not seen. And we don't see, when my wife was praying for me to get saved, she couldn't see it, but she believed it. People told her, if you pray, the Bible says there's a promise. And so, the promise that we were given to by Jesus is that when we pray in his name, that he will meet that need. Now, it might not be the way you want it, and it may not be on the time that you want it, but I think what people might be doing is praying like a lottery pick. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, I'm going to put it out there, and if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't, and so be it. Mm. You know, I've never had too many answered prayers, but I wonder if sometimes if we had every prayer answer that we pray, if it'd be good for us, because we pray for some weird things sometimes.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say dumb, but I, for anybody else, but for me, I pray for some dumb things, and I realized that I was out of line. Mm. And so I really try to pray God's will. You know, God's will, obviously God's will is for our family to be saved, friends to be saved, those kind of things. But I think people just really put a hope in a, when they see a hope in a prayer from a baller's standpoint, a basketball player, you throw a hope in a prayer at the last second, you do a long shot and hope it goes in. Mm. And that's not what prayer is. Prayer is specific. It's, the Bible says, make your request known unto me, and we get in his presence. And the Bible says when two or more are gathered. So if we have a group of men together and we're praying for revival in Albuquerque, revival in our nation, then I believe that God's going to hear that prayer, because I think God wants revival.
Amen.
Yeah.
You've both been in locker rooms and you've heard men say inappropriate things about women and other things. This is different. Yeah. They're not talking about female anatomy and other things that might be inappropriate. What they're doing is praying for the hearts of their wives and for girlfriends and sisters and brothers and pastors.
Yes.
So it's a different thing. It's a different perspective.
I remember, it was quite a long time ago, my wife and my son were having a hard time. So we came to council here at Calvary. I'll never forget C.B. Blankenship. He pointed his finger at me at one point and said, "What are you doing?" Because I was just listening to the problems that my wife and my son were having. And when he pointed his finger at me, I was like, he goes, "Are you praying over them every day?" And my wife is shaking her head, "No." He says, "Are you devotions? Are you bringing up the word of God?" And my wife is shaking her head, "No." And I understood. He said, "Well, you're the problem, that they're having this problem." And it was just truth. It was a brick in my forehead. And so ever since then, I can say, praise God. Thank you, Lord. It's because of him. I've been praying over my wife every morning and asking the Lord to bless her day, bless her, what she does, that she would be blessed by God and led by the Spirit of God. And so I have seen a huge difference that day forward in my marriage and in my family.
I love it.
Well, they're broken down walls is what they are. Yeah. When we don't pray, we have broken down walls. And that's what this prayer parade's about. In Nehemiah, the fourth chapter, we find that, you know, Nehemiah gets word from back home, and he asks, "How's everything going back with all the guys? How's the family's doing?" He says, "Hey, it's horrible. The walls are burned down. There's no worship. I mean, everything's just gone. There's nothing established." And the Bible says that he prayed and fasted. He prayed and cried all night long. He interceded all night long, was so broken. And I think God's looking for some men that'll be willing to intercede, that will intercede through the midnight hour. Mm. What was Paul and Silas doing in the midnight hour? They were worshiping and praying. Mm. And what happened? God moved.
Amen.
Yeah. Are men confused about the truth, or is it that they just believe the lie or a lie?
Oh, they're confused. I'm confused at times. I think that you take every man on earth, there's at times we're confused. You know, it's the word of God that helps bring us back to true north, because we can be led astray. You know, and I just said something about praying over my wife. Does that mean I have a perfect marriage? No. Does that mean I treat her perfectly? No. I am a working progress. My Lord is not done with me yet. And I can say that for sure. We get off kilter at times. And this New Mexico Men of Honor is a great event to come together to say, hey, guys, I'm like you. You're like me. We need each other to help get through this, to navigate through this life together. And the answer is Christ. And he has given us his word to understand what we're supposed to do. He gives us those promises. He gives us the direction and how to do it. And that's what we need.
You know, I'm going to take a different look on that. I agree with you 100%. But I think that when you catch a kid doing something wrong and they say, "No," They do their head. Yeah. No, I think they know that they did wrong. And even as a little kid, that's our makeup. We know, Adam, Eve, they knew once they partook, they knew immediately. And I think that men have a hard time admitting, but because we love our sin. Let's just be honest. You said about being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Men, people, sin is pleasurable.
Yeah.
And so it's like, we know the truth. And I think there may be some confusion because of the temptations and because of the predicaments. But in all, I think that we know because of the truth, especially if you know the word of God, that I don't think there's a lot of confusion. I think there's more of a non-willingness to admit. Because true repentance is admitting to God. And I know that in my life, that's what I've had to do. I read a book years ago, and I can't remember the book, but I remember just a quick quote, and it says that whatever you do in the dark, you know, we know it'll come to light. Mm-hmm. But whatever you don't talk about, whatever you don't deal with, mm-hmm. whatever you keep in the dark will never be dealt with, and whatever you never deal with will stay there. Mm-hmm. And so I think as men, God just says, just be honest with me. And just say, this is how I feel, and I can't stand the way I feel, and I want to be free from it. And when we do that, God moves. He hears.
Amen.
And after this break, we're going to talk about things that are controlling people. You phrased it in your notes, life-dominating sin, Dennis. So we're going to talk about, can you actually get freed from some of those things? And both of you have had experience. So I hope people will stay with us. We're with Dennis Popper and Pastor Danny Sanchez. We'll be right back.
Men, do you desire to study the deeper things of God? Cross Christian Fellowship College goes in-depth in apologetics, teaching, and doctrines. Study the difference between Calvinism and Arminianism, views of the rapture, eisegesis, and exegesis. This special mentorship-style college is low-cost and only one night a week. Get information online at crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org.
This is A Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
I love the book of Jonah. Of course, we learned about it as a kid, and he's in the sea, and this great big sea creature comes to get him. But the truth is, there's a lot of material for us to apply to our regular daily lives from it. Jonah says to God, I don't want to live anymore. I wish I was dead. I don't want to be here. And those feelings in the moment, he's honest about. But I love that he's bringing the feelings to God. We're going to feel lots of different things, have lots of different thoughts, have lots of different emotions. And like my friend Lisa Turkhurst likes to say, feelings are wonderful indicators, but terrible dictators. Meaning we should see them as prompts to do something. Like Jonah took that feeling and brought it to God in prayer. You can tell God how you feel. You don't have to sanitize your prayer life. Tell him exactly what you're feeling, but don't let your emotions be dictators telling you what to do. Instead, use them as a prompt to pray.
For more fresh thoughts, go to LeviLusco.com.
From the KLYT broadcast studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect would like to thank Essenmacher Family Dental for their support of KLYT, with services including children's dentistry, preventive dentistry, and more. Their new Albuquerque office is located at 8310 Palomas Avenue Northeast, Suite C, 505-372-0086, or online at essenmacherdental.com. Victory Outreach Church, Senior Pastor Danny Sanchez in studio, along with Co-Chair of New Mexico Men of Honor, Dennis Popper. You guys are doing awesome for us. I know a lot of people are blessed by what you've had to say already. And Dennis, you said something earlier about women can really help get their men to this New Mexico Men of Honor event. It's Friday, October 29th at Victory Outreach Church. The church is located at 435 Jefferson Southeast. And definitely are going to be welcomed by Pastor Danny. And, of course, we're going to have Pastor Richard give us a good talking to. And he does not pull any punches.
Yeah, Richard Mansfield, he's such an amazing guy. God is using him in so many different ways. But to listen to him about his experiences in life, the Lord has done some incredible things through him as well. And he's going to bring it. That night, it's
well,
going to be
and I made a comment when you were walking in today, Pastor Danny. You've been through some trials in 2020, but Pastor Richard Mansfield was on the show, sharing his 2020. It actually started in 2019, accident with his son, and COVID, and some other things. So both of you have had that consider it all joy Yeah. When you encounter trials of various kinds, I mean, you have been put through the test.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, last year was a tough year. I got hit by a car walking into a store and in the parking lot. A kid was coming up, looking down on his phone, didn't see me. And people asked me, well, how did you react? I reacted by putting my hand on the car and tried to jump. And Jim, I played ball with you. I don't know if you remember, but I really don't have hops. You know, but I got
a
3-point shot.
Yeah.
You know? But I tried to jump over the catty corner of the car and it just hit me and messed me all up. And I thought I'd never walk again. I honestly, for a moment, and then faith kicked in. I thought I was going to be, you know, just maimed for life. And, people asked me, my pastor asked me, how did you respond that way? Because most people would have froze. I said, I'd like to say it was instinct, but I really feel it was the Holy Spirit. You know, I really feel God just moved me and the angels of the Lord just picked me up and kind of just, you know, not too much damage, but enough to not be able to walk. But we trusted God through that process, you know, and then got COVID as well at the end of the, you know, in October a year ago, and I was pretty sick for about 3 weeks. I'm just grateful to be alive from both those incidents and grateful to be serving the Lord and grateful to be, have such an amazing family and good friends and powerful church. I love our church. Our church is so special. You know, we just love what we do there.
Amen. You know, in the context of encouraging men, I hope you won't mind me deviating for just a second, but I need to tell Christy Willis that we're going to miss Tom.
Yeah.
And any of you who have eaten a meal at the 66 Diner, Tom Willis passed away, and we're so sad about that. Yeah. And he was a man of God. He was a supporter of so many ministries. He was a good friend. He was a man that you would want to fellowship with, and just pray that you know, his family's doing well. And we miss Tom, and he's such a good guy. And their business was really affected by COVID and the shutdown and all those things, and yet they persevered. Christy and he were still maintaining their faith and over here serving ice cream because they also have the Cold Stone Creameries. And so hope you'll just pray for the family and support them. And, you know, again, when you pray, believe that God is listening and know that he's listening. And, you know, as much as you can hear our voices, God is hearing you.
Yes. Amen. Yeah, I want to just say something. You know, Danny, everything that you've talked about in your life, you've had other men gather around you and pray over you.
Yes.
And be there for you. You know, Tom Willis was one of those guys for me. He was a mentor of mine. You know, one day I just remember him giving me a call, and I just went to his restaurant at that 66 Diner, sat down, and he just asked me, so how are you doing? And he cared and pray over me and just... I did some work for him. I've known him for many, many years, was in a Bible study kinship together for almost 20 years with him. Our kids grew up together, and I am so going to miss him. But, man, I just was talking with a friend of mine this morning about Tom and said, can you imagine what he saw yesterday? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, we all yearn to see the face of Christ and in his new body. So I just praying for the family, and I know that they're going to miss him dearly.
What's funny is you said you don't have hops, Pastor Danny.
Yeah.
I had the same conversation with Tom, and I guarantee he's got hops now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't. That's one of the desires of, huh?
Amen.
We'll be able to fly with that same look on the shoes that I have on.
You know? Yeah. You know, there's people one of the things that I think men make a mistake in is they focus on other men. They might even focus on their pastor, Pastor Danny.
Yes.
And you've been already quick to say, look, I'm not a perfect guy.
Yeah.
Christ is really the focus. And is that how you can stand for the truth, is to really make Christ the center of your life?
Yes. If he's not the center, we know that our talents and our giftings and everything that we possess is not enough. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life for everything. And I tell people, you know, don't keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your eyes on the Lord, because I could fail you, but he will never fail you. Mm. His truth, his word is truth. His word is, you can take him for his word. And there's times as men, as mere men, as mortal men, that we just, you know, sometimes we miss the mark. We miss it, you know, and because our humanity, it's not an excuse, because we have to fess up to it, and we have to change. like I said, whatever you don't deal with, it'll stay there. It will never be dealt with.
Right.
But by the same token, it's like we can never make men to believe that, hey, if you're following me, I'm perfect and you're going to make it. You're going to make it, because we're not. We're imperfect men.
Yeah. We talked about life dominating sin before the last break. And I have in my mind, I mean, I know there's a lot, but I'm thinking about addictions. Pornography seems to be really, really prevalent. And of course, substance abuse, alcoholism, drug addiction. Are those things that we can really be freed from, Pastor?
Yeah, you know, I hear people all the time, and I don't want to downplay what they say, because I think that may be their part of their journey and the way they believe. But I must say this, because this is the truth of the gospel, is that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Man.
That means that, you know, it's been now in 1987, which is 34 years ago, I bend my knee and I said, okay, I can't do it on my own anymore. I need you. I got saved. I gave my life to Jesus. I was a drug addict. I was an alcoholic. I was an adulterer. I was you name it. I was it. I was, when Paul says he was a chief sinner, I beg to differ. I think I was more chief sinner than he was, but that's a conversation for heaven one day. and he, you know, he mentions that she being the chief sinner. And when Jesus set me free, I didn't have desire to do cocaine anymore. I didn't have desire to go be with any other women before. I didn't have desire to be with anything else, but to be close to God and my family, my wife, and God really set me free. So when I hear people say I'm recovering, I understand that that's verbiage. I understand that that might be where they're at, but I'm here to declare to you that if you're listening to me and you're addicted to Oxycontin or to anything, methamphetamine, I don't care what, alcohol, whatever it is, that God can set you free right in this moment, in this very moment. We could pray for you right now and you could be set free and never go back and use that again. Now, I'm not saying, some people don't and backslide and go back and do it, because it happens. Life is full of temptation. What I'm trying to say is that, yes, Jim, I believe an individual can be set free from alcoholism, drug addiction, pornography, whatever it is, because he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And the blood of Jesus covers that.
I'm going to tie what you just said to something you mentioned in an earlier segment. You talked about us liking our sin, that there was some pleasure.
Yeah.
I've not been a drug addict and I've not been an alcoholic. I've seen the effects. People that I love have been in both of those situations. So I kind of feel like I've seen the effects. When is the pleasure over and you know it's got you and it's killing you?
It's the misery. It's kind of like people ask me sometimes, and my wife gets a kick out of when the homeboys, you know, the fellas that never played golf and they don't do stuff like that. They come from the hood.
Right.
And they say, hey, Pastor, you play golf, huh? And I say, yeah. I go, how's golf? I say, well, golf is kind of like this. Golf is like, remember when you first did drugs and how good it felt the first couple of times? They say, yeah. And then the rest of your life was misery. Uh-huh. I said, that's golf. That's how I describe golf. I said, but really, addiction is misery. Because, like I said, like a little kid knows when they do wrong. Mm. We know that it's wrong. We know, but it feels good for a while, but it turns to misery. And all of it is misery. And there is something about when you release that misery into the hands of God and you say, Jesus, I cannot live. This is the greatest thing that I hear people say when I'm on the street ministering, because I still minister in the streets to this day. We're out in prisons and jails and we're in places where nobody wants to go. And there's nothing that thrills my soul when somebody admits and says, I am sick and tired of living like this. This is not fun anymore. And I think it stops being fun right away. We just lie to ourselves.
Yeah.
And we say, no, this is cool. This is good. But when you lay down your head on your pillow at night, you know that you're miserable, that the truth is not in you, and that the devil has completely convinced you and then condemns you. He doesn't just convince you, but then he condemns you and he just keeps on hitting you and hitting you, as where Jesus came to save us, not to condemn us.
You know, the thing about not knowing God, and when you come to know God and then you become that person he's made you to be, there's no experience that you can have that can give you the peace and the joy that when you're fitting into the glove that God has made for you. Man, that just is perfect, because I know that, you know, you always feel kind of out of sorts if you're doing something wrong. You know, that conscience is getting on you. And then, you, like you said, Satan is putting the guilt on you. But when you come to the foot of the cross and you release everything, say, okay, God, I'm all yours, then there's that joy and peace like nothing else. And it is there for everyone to experience.
Here's what I ask you when we come back. You've set up, you've talked to men and women that may have these life-dominating sins. And you've shown them the promise. And you've shown them how they can be healed. My question when we come back for both of you is going to be, why is it going to be so hard for the people listening right now just to tell someone they are affected by this life confessed sin? Why is that going to be so hard? Mm-hmm. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
This is a Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lesko.
I love the story in Acts 16 of Paul sharing the gospel for the first time in Europe. And this woman named Lydia gets saved and gives her heart to Jesus. It's a fascinating story because prior to it, Paul had been trying to preach in Asia, but God wouldn't let him do it. Instead, he sent Paul to Europe. But the fascinating thing is, when Lydia, in Europe, gives her life to Jesus, Paul discovers she actually is Asian. She's from Thyatira, the place where Paul had been trying to get to Asia. So God redirected Paul saying no to Asia to get him to Europe to reach someone from Asia. That God's rejection in a season is not him necessarily saying no forever. Just trust him and be faithful wherever you are and believe that leaving the results to him will, in the end, lead to a situation that brings him glory.
For more Fresh Thoughts, go to levilesko.com.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
There's no doubt that the New Testament gospel is a message of freedom. But all too often, we Christians bandy around the word freedom in an altogether unbiblical way. The freedom that the Bible speaks of is like the freedom of a prisoner released from death row without the penalty of his transgression being carried out. He's freed from the penalty, but of course he wouldn't be free to go out and then just do whatever he wants without reference to the laws. You see, Jesus said if we love him, we keep his commandments. Those who have been forgiven and have experienced the love of Christ, we care about what Christ has commanded. And if we don't care about it, it proves we know nothing of his grace and forgiveness. May we never forget the amazing grace of God. We've been shown that, and it should never cease to motivate our service and obedience to our Redeemer.
Searching for peace in uncertain times? Join us for a half hour of solid Bible teaching from Pastor Mike Fabares right here on your station. Learn more at focalpointradio.org.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
All right, I need you to get your calendars out because I got a bunch to tell you. First of all, New Mexico Men of Honor is having their quarterly event October 29th, 2021 at Victory Outreach Church. They are located at 435 Jefferson Southeast. And I don't know if you need to call the church, but I'll give you the number anyway, 843-7930. New Mexico Men of Honor, nmmenofhonor.com is where you can find out about that event. Then we also want to remind you about this Saturday, the 16th, the Route 66 Prayer Parade. And both these gentlemen, Dennis Popper and Pastor Danny, are going to be participating in this. Pastor Danny, you're going to be down at a substation praying for police officers.
Yes, actually on Rio Grande and Central. That's where I'll be. There'll be several of the pastors. The New Mexico Praise Board, I believe everybody on the New Mexico Praise Board is going to be at one of these locations, and they'll be live on Facebook, and Family Life is they're the ones facilitating all
that's
that.
That's right. And they do Family Life Radio is the major sponsor, and Elisa's doing a great job of organizing all that. I want to make sure people know to go to the Believer Center. That's at 320 Waterfall. Try to get there about 8:30. And by the way, I'm a native New Mexican, so I get to say this. Yeah. The land of manana thing is not going to work for this event. Got to be there on time. Got to get lined up. Yeah, you got to get ready to go. And then we're going to drive for an hour and a half, and you go down the old Route 66. I think going to go all the way down through Central, through downtown.
Jim, let me say this one more time. I said at the beginning of the, and we talked about this earlier. You mentioned it. Whatever you do when we pray, because we're going to be praying the whole time. This is a prayer parade. It's not just a parade to wave our hands. And don't, when we pray, if we say, bow your heads, don't obey us.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't, and whatever you do, don't close your eyes.
Keep your eyes open, hands on the steering wheel. And by the way, that's just perfect with God to have a conversation with him while you're driving.
Yeah.
So I want to let everybody know about that. Then I also need to remind you about an event coming up. I frequently have Holly Slade with Feed New Mexico Kids on the air, and we have kids in this city. And this really bothers me, and I think that it's a solvable problem, which is why it bothers me. There are kids in our city who do not have food on the weekends, and Feed New Mexico Kids is doing a great job of providing food for them. They have an event called Find Out How You Can Feed New Mexico Kids. It's Friday, October 22nd. It's going to be at the Calvary Church West Side. That's at 6051 Winter Haven. This is a free event. Feed New Mexico Kids, they're not going to train you at this event, but they're going to tell you how they can train your church or volunteer group to purchase food, pack and distribute snack packs to help children have food for the weekends where you live. You might be in Las Cruces. Get up here for that event. It's really special. Now, let me get back to the subject at hand. I love going through all the good things going on in our city, and there's lots of good things going on. I hate watching the news because they never tell you anything good. Pastor, I'm going to go to you. And Dennis knows he can just talk anytime he wants. I'm envisioning there are people listening that have a drug addiction, have an alcohol problem, have a porn addiction, whatever it might be. They've heard your promise. They've heard how you were healed. Dennis has shared about how he became a better father. So the promise is evident. Why is it so hard for us to confess sin and let God change our lives?
I think fear has as strong as men seem to think we are. I think fear is easy to creep into our hearts. Fear of rejection, maybe. Maybe God will reject us. Maybe fear of, you know, pride is, it,
there you go.
You know, pride is the sin of all sins. The pride of letting anybody know your weaknesses. Jesus, we know that the Lord says that in our weaknesses is when we're strong. When we show our weakness, that's our strength. That's the opposite of natural life and the spiritual life. And so, you know, I'm not recovering. I'm recovered.
Amen.
And there's got to be a day of recovery. I want to speak to those real quick, just those who, and you're, where you're at right there, I'm so proud of you. If you're recovering, you're in a recovery state, but there's got to be a day. There has to be a day where you can say, I am now recovered. If you're recovering now, okay, that's your journey, that's good. But I really believe that Christ can set you free 100%, not 90, not 80, but 100%, so that you in turn can be a witness and be a testimony to others. Because, you know, people need to hear it. They want to hear hope. They want to hear more than just a maybe, because God is not just a maybe. God is an absolute, absolute truth.
Amen. You know, Jesus said, do you want to be healed? And the lame said, yes. And this is the same situation. Do you want to be healed? You need to ask God. You need to confess it to a brother. Have that brother pray over you.
Yeah.
And you'll get victory.
Yeah. Well, think about the leper. The leper who didn't want to dip in the river. And because the river didn't look like the rivers of Damascus and didn't look like the other nice rivers. But the prophet said, just dip yourself seven times in that river. And he's like, so he didn't want to do it. And his assistant said, hey, dude, man.
Yeah, what do you lose?
You ain't got nothing to lose. Just jump in the river. And he did, and he got healed. And it's like, that's the same thing. Like, what do you have? You don't have anything to lose by being honest with God and just saying, you already know God. And what my wife already knows. Because, you know, wives have this sense inside of them. They know, and people know, but then we don't. We don't.
Is this an exaggeration? If you don't do this, death is the only other option.
Wow. Well, the wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
That's the absolute truth. People might say, wow, what kind of God does that? Or what kind of Christian says those things? But the Word of God says that the wages of sin is death. And so repentance is the only way out. And repentance to what? Not to being better, not to being good, because your goodness can never be good enough. But the repentance to Jesus Christ and applying his precious blood that he shed on Calvary for our sins, applied to our sins. And then what does he do? He takes those sins. But listen, buddy, out there listening, he takes that sin, which you have, and he doesn't throw it at you. He doesn't put a picture on the wall and say, here, look at this. This is what you did. This is what you did 10 years ago, 5 days ago. He takes that sin and he takes it and he throws it into the bottom of the ocean. The Bible says never to be remembered again because he washes it clean.
Yeah.
Not partially, but clean, washes away.
I've been saved a bunch of years. And I always get excited. My heart gets, I have, you know, the two guys that were walking on the road and they got with Jesus and said, doesn't your heart burn? Mm. Man, every time I hear something like this, what you're saying, it's burning in my heart of God is speaking to somebody right now.
Yes.
And they need to hear this. And these are life giving words.
Yes.
It's from the Word of God.
I think all of us have that burden that we failed in some areas, and Jesus has redeemed us.
Yes.
And when we see someone going through the same things, you just want to go to them and say, oh man, I did that once upon a time in my life, and this is what's going to happen. And if you'll just listen to me, this will save you a lot of heartache.
Yeah.
And then we watch. And, you know, there are some people that listen.
Yeah.
But there's others who don't listen. They crash and burn. And here's the most important thing. You two are the kind of people that are going to be standing there and pick them up.
Mm.
Because that's what God's called you to do.
Yeah.
And then later they'll pick us up.
Yeah, there you go.
Because, you know, we're mere men, all of us. We're mere men, and we all are, you know, we live in this fleshly body, but we have to be spiritually strong for those. And I think when we do see that and that the frustration comes up, man, they're not listening, that's where intercession comes in. That's where prayer. That's where that midnight hour, that 5 o'clock morning prayer where you say, I can't sleep anymore. I got to get up. And you got this guy on your heart and you pray him through. Cause that's what Nehemiah was talking about. Making gaps, those gaps in the wall. Somebody's got the Bible says in Ezekiel that I looked for a man to stand the gap and couldn't find one. Mm. Well, I believe there's a lot of men out there that, you know what? You can be that gap stander for your nephews and for your cousins and your coworkers. Maybe they don't listen to you. Maybe they just mock you even. I know when I first got saved at the firehouse, man, the guys were tough. I don't know if you guys know the lifestyle or the culture of the firehouse, but man, you live together and these guys are brothers, but nobody can pick your heart like they do. And they mocked me for a long time. But it was some of those same men that used to mock me that would come into my bunk room and say, listen, I'm losing my marriage. How did you get your marriage back together? And we're vulnerable and broken. I was able to pray with them, lead them to the Lord. Mm. Many of those men became the ministry of the Firefighters for Christ.
Wow.
And I left the fire department after 11 years of full-time ministry. And these guys says, no, you need to come and lead this thing. I said, I'm not leading any. You guys are going to lead it.
Wow.
You know, but they listened later, but they mocked. So don't give up.
So the Route 66 prayer parade, you're going to be praying for first responders. You're going to pray for those guys in the firehouse. You're going to be praying for the men and women in blue.
Yes.
And the sheriff's department and all the people that in our hospitals and things that have been so diligent and working so many hours to maintain the health of our community. And they all need prayer. Final word really about New Mexico praise. Pastor, does a first responder realize that you literally have people praying for them? You're praying for Mayor Keller 24/7.
Mm. We have over 150 churches in New Mexico that pray with New Mexico Praise that have committed to praying 24/7. Mm. Now, just a short 4 years ago, Brian Allred came to Pastor Richard Mansfield, came to Bishop Cooper, myself, John Robb, a few of us. Now Nate's involved. Everybody's involved here. Nate Heitzig here, and so many people from our board, and we're part of the executive board of this, and we made a commitment that we're going to pray. And so that's what we've done. Like tomorrow is a 15th. That's Victor Outreach Albuquerque's day. Now somebody else has a 15th because obviously 150 churches, but so we are committed to praying for all our prayer points. And yes, we do pray. We stand in the gap and pray. And I want them to know what they're prayed for. I want people to know that churches, families, and you, gentlemen, are prayed for. God has a plan for you.
I am so blessed to talk to you guys today. Pastor Danny Sanchez, Victory Outreach Church, and Dennis Poper, co-chair of New Mexico Men of Honor. What an honor to have you both here, and I hope you'll join us again soon.
Thank you for having us.
Love you, brother.
Love you, man.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosque Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosque Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.